This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. An immigration arrest in Mesa County has civil rights groups worried about coordination between state and federal law enforcement. A 19-year-old woman was detained by federal agents after being stopped by a Mesa County sheriff's deputy. Tim McDonald with ACLU Colorado says the potential for coordination is troubling.
What happened in Mesa County is very concerning. What appears to be an officer questioned a young woman about where she was from and then immediately reported her to federal civil immigration authorities.
Colorado law limits how local law enforcement can coordinate with federal officials about people's immigration status. A new poll finds most Coloradans oppose cuts to Medicaid, something that could happen in the Republican budget bill. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The poll of 675 registered voters was done by Magellan Strategies for health advocacy group Healthier Colorado. 65% of statewide voters say they were less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to cut Medicaid. Here's Healthier Colorado CEO Jake Williams.
A majority have a positive regard for Medicaid. A majority think it's important for their local community. A majority don't want it cut.
Republican Representative Gabe Evans voted for the first version of the bill, which makes deep cuts. He says he backs cutting waste, fraud, and abuse. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Weather Service is warning of the possibility of severe thunderstorms this afternoon from Fort Collins to Pueblo. It's front range highs today in the 70s and getting hotter by Thursday and Friday. This is CPR News.